Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Well, I'm glad to be here tonight. Are y'all glad to be in church tonight? Yes, yes, yes. Well, Keith is studying and preparing for a great week next week. So he asked me if I would do tonight, and I said, no. Then I repented. You know me. So, but I thought, you know what? He's been teaching on some things, and it's something on Friday nights especially that's really, really near and dear to my heart. You know, if you've ever heard me teach before, about being led by the Spirit, you know. And that's something that I've taught on lots and lots of times. And so what I told him I'd do is, you know, basically share with you some of the verses probably that he's already shared and tell you some, I know you'll like this, behind-the-scenes stories of how those verses have actually applied in some of our day-to-day things. Because you know what? He is a teacher's teacher. And he'll just go scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. But I am very, very practical about how do you put that stuff to use? You know, when do you actually get to see it work? How does it work? How do you get up tomorrow morning and actually see how to be led by the Spirit? Amen. You know, how do you know when you're hearing and when you're not hearing? So I titled tonight's message, Faith and Being Led by the Spirit. So we're just going to jump right in. So just take your foot and jump in with me. Yeah, here we go. So we're just going to do it and go for it. So Keith has said something, if you've ever heard him teach. Anybody ever heard Keith before? He says this, and if you've ever heard him, you'll recognize it. He says, you can't separate faith from what? Being led by the Spirit. And he has said that a lot. So listen to it again. You cannot separate, write it down, star it, write it in the front of your Bible. It'll be something you'll want to live by the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Because it is a Bible truth that will save you a lot of heartache. It is something that the Lord has taught us. It is something that has spared us a lot of shipwrecks. Do you know what I mean by that? And you'll understand it in some of the illustrations I'm going to share with you tonight, okay? But write it down and mark it and always go back to it when you're really trying to stand and believe God for something. You cannot separate faith from being led by the Spirit. Okay? I remember. So I'm going to start on some stories, and then I'm going to give you some scriptures. That work? Y'all have had enough scriptures after scripture after. Y'all could probably quote me scriptures. I remember, I guess it was last Friday night, I was sitting there, and Keith's telling all these scriptures and all these stories, and I was just in my heart, I was thanking God for stories that Brother Hagin had told us about himself, about how he learned how to be led, about some things, and things that he did for us in telling us. I don't know some of the stories, if he always told personally or not, but I know he told them to us dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And he told us the story about how they got the Rhema campus. And he told us about when they started getting ready to move to Tulsa, Broken Arrow, and things, that they went up there and, you know, they kind of drove around the campus. And there was these guys that told them, they just showed up and told them, I think it was three businessmen. Somebody may know the story. I know Brother Abner's sitting back there. He's probably heard it as many times as I've heard it. That three businessmen told them that they wanted, and he used the word, underwrite them and pay for everything, pay for their move, pay for everything for them to get started there. And Brother Hagin said, he began to pray about it. But he had a check in his heart. And he didn't do it. He never did it. Well, you know, when we decided, or the Lord directed us, let me rephrase that properly, the Lord directed us to go to Branson, I kid you not, it was almost like a billboard sign of the same exact thing happened to us. We got there, and here we are. We hadn't been there any period of time, and here some people come, and we don't have, you got two nickels in your pocket? Not right now. We didn't have them either that day. We didn't hardly have two nickels to rub together to buy a building with. But all of a sudden, somebody comes and says, we want to underwrite your building and help you pay for it, and it's not going to cost you anything, and pay for the building for you to have this church in. And it reminded me so much, and Keith so much, of the scenario that Brother Hagin had taught us years before. And that being led stuff just popped up in our heart. Now, why did he tell us that story? It was the first thing that came to our mind. Why, time after time after time after time, he'd sit us down and he'd repeat that story over and over to just Keith and I. And we think, okay, Lord, we got it. But he'd tell it to us over and over and over again. Well, he'd go in and he'd say something like this. He'd say, because you know what? When somebody does things like that, they almost like own you. They begin to want to tell you what to do and how to run your ministry. And you know what? All those thoughts kept coming to our mind then. And these people said, no, 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 no. All we want to do is just pay for churches. We just want to do this. Well, you know what? The Lord helped us and spared us during that time. And we didn't do that. And we had a project, you know, and the people were able to help get involved, and it was their church then. And I looked back Friday night, and I sat there and I thought, you know what? All those churches that they did that for, that I know about, now I don't know everything. I'm pretty smart. It's the blonde. But I don't know of one pastor that is still in the original church that they helped pay for. Now, they did do it for some people, but I don't know of one pastor that is still in the original church that these people helped pay for. And I thought, Lord, why? Because they wanted to run it their way. Do you understand that? Now, why would God tell us these things through Brother Hagin decades before that? So that when something would arise, there would be a check in our heart. And it would be similar to our spirit. And we would begin to recognize it. So when Keith is up here, and Brother Hagin would do the same thing in sermons, and somebody, how many of you have heard him tell that story? Lots of you. He told it lots of times. So when similar situations would come in your life, there would be that familiar feeling to you. And you'd know, okay, something's here. Something's here. I need to stop. I need to slow down. I need to check this just a little bit and not just go full steam ahead. And when you'll do that, what will it do for you? It'll save you a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache in the end. Well, Brother Hagin didn't go with those three businessmen. And Rhema is still a force to be reckoned with today. Well, we didn't go with those businessmen, and we're still going to be a force to be reckoned with years to come. And that's what can be for you. And I believe that things that come out, God is not just telling you things that come out in services and things like this. They're for you so that when situations arrive in your life, they will be there for you. And you'll say, you know what? Brother Keith told us about that. He told us about a scenario in their life. And that happened. And he said, check your heart. Check your heart about that. Right? And you'll begin to check. And it'll be there for you. And you'll know. And you'll go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. Just slow down just a little bit. Let's check this. Turn with me, if you would, to Acts 10, verse 19 in the NIV. It said, while Peter was still thinking about the vision. Well, the vision he was thinking about was where all the food came down and the Lord told him he could eat anything. And nothing was unclean. He could eat anything that, you know, he clean was clean. So you all know that, right? Okay. And read that next part with me. And the Spirit said to him. Verse 19, it says, and the Spirit said to him. Say that with me. And the Spirit said to him. Now let's say that one more time. And the
Spirit said to him.
Now is that important?
Yes.
Is that those three words that seem to be like this, they look just like the rest of the verse. Are those words important in that part?
Yes.
Why would they be important? Somebody already said it, but that is the only thing that can give you faith.
Amen.
Because the Spirit told him. Read the rest of it. The Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs and don't hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. And Peter went down and said to the men, I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come? Now back to the stories I was telling you about Brother Hagin and us. Brother Hagin used to say this all the time. And it all kind of goes together. And people have twisted this so many which ways to Sunday. And it used to frustrate Brother Hagin so bad. He'd say, why do they twist that? Why don't they hear what I'm saying? He'd walk back to the room and he'd say it. I didn't say that, he'd say. That's not what I said. I go, and if you want to write it down so you get it right in the future, as much by what the Lord doesn't say as by what He does say. I go as much by what the Lord doesn't say as by what He does say.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.